This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back, Nation. Segment here brought to you by the Frankels. Little C note for you. Cowboys news of the evening. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one is injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels and get a free consultation. It's 214 or 817-333-3333. You can jump online at frankelfirm.com. Yeah, we do have another Giants tank move. The New York Giants are tanking. I think that's probably why the players aren't playing for the coaching staff anymore. Aziz Ojulari is on injured reserve now because of a toe injury. Not even that serious. They feel like it's going to take a couple of weeks. So they put him on the shelf, shut him down out of an abundance of caution. I wouldn't mind if the Cowboys did that. You know, you have an injury here that impacts next year, and now it's not just one season that's lost, but it's two. But, you know, tanking is one of the clips that we'll get to here from Jerry Jones in a minute. Before we get there, Jerry Jones on with Sean and RJ this morning was asked about Mike McCarthy and if it's a crazy idea to consider that they'll be doing a new contract with him at the end of the season. Here's Mike at the podium responding to that.
This morning, Jerry Jones said it wouldn't be crazy for you to get a contract extension.
Why are you laughing? Crazy, I mean...
Just your thoughts that we're still talking about this, and here we are in late November, you know, about your future and that kind of thing.
Well, I mean, I really haven't talked about it all year, so I mean, definitely not going to start on a short week in an important division game. But I'm not going to throw away positive vibes either, so I'll keep them coming. But that's all good. But that's not something I'm really focused on.
Hell of a question, though, from Calvin. You know, and I thought hell of a response from Mike McCarthy, but I think you could tell in his answer, he kind of acknowledges in there that, you know, maybe it's a long shot or I can use all the positivity I can get right now.
No, good for Bobby Belt for asking the question this morning to get Jerry going on it. And then, you know, Calvin, you know, follows up that way. That was a good deal. You kind of get the answers, but yeah, I Jerry will tell you there's plenty of the season left and, you know, we'll see. How this thing all plays out, though. Me personally, Eric asked me, I don't think Mike's coming back.
No, that's one of the questions that a lot of people are asking me when you're out and about and hanging out with friends, and it's I think it's 0% chance. You know, even if you would, you know, somehow get in at 9-8, you'd be roadkill, and in the balance of the entire season, you'd look at it and say it's definitely time to move on. The only thing that gives me a little bit of pause is the players keep playing for him. They like playing for him, and he knows the Jerry Jones thing, you know, what you're expected to do and not do in order to. And that sort of trustability, I think, is going to weigh in Jerry's mind a little bit, but not enough, you know, to overrule anybody.
Unless they go on some type of miracle run here where they end up winning a heck of a lot more games than we would have ever anticipated, I would still imagine that you would have to get a new play caller. Like, Mike, if you're coming back, we're not running the same offense anymore.
Yeah.
See, that's,
can't do that.
That's kind of where I would – I told you guys about what I would do. So if you're new to the program, welcome. But I would – you know, I would have asked him, like, listen, do you think Shoddy could give some play calling? See, and the minute he said no, then I would have fired him.
Yeah.
I would have said, no, okay, well, then I think that we need to part ways here right now. But, you know, Jerry – you know, Jerry even said this morning, every time that he's ever moved on from somebody, it's been very painful. It's not easy. You know, he doesn't look forward to that. So, but, you know, Mike's contract is up. And, you know, I think Mike McCarthy, I think he knows the situation. You know,
but
I think
that's an interesting idea. What Chief just floated, like McCarthy as a head coach with an offensive coordinator.
Yeah,
I would be excited about that because I think other than designing the scheme and the play calling, Mike gives you what you want in a head coach.
Yeah, but see, that's
maybe get him a game management coach as well.
There you go.
You know, but yeah. You get to do the Monday through Saturday stuff as you.
Yeah,
you're going to kind of take stuff off your plate.
So
when it matters.
If he were to say, okay, well, I'll name Brian Schottenheimer the play.
No.
Okay, see, that's
got to be like a legit offensive coordinator hire.
There you go. See. Me personally, if I was a general manager, as poorly as it's been on offense, I would have wanted to see if Brian Schottenheimer legitimately could maybe coach this team. Mm-hmm. You know, could this team with him as the primary play caller move the football? I don't know. I won't see that now.
That's right. Why you should go to it. Yeah. I think if you know you're going to move on from Mike McCarthy, then ask for it because with similar ingredients, a different perspective, a different priority, a different emphasis can work wonders. Yeah. Okay, how about Jerry from this morning, cut 7. Micah says he's not thinking about tanking. What are your thoughts on it?
Love it. Just absolutely love it. And Micah gets criticized for some of the things that he says. But the way that was articulated is strong. And it was just a succinct statement. And it's the way that it is. We have a young team out there on that field, very young. And we've got some inexperience out there now because of the numbers of injuries that we're dealing with. That'll be better this weekend. I mean, that'll be better Thursday. It'll sure be better 10 days, 12 days from now. Now, that group of young players we're going to be playing with for years to come, they need first downs. They need move the chain. They need touchdowns. They need success on that field, big tackles. So we need to be winning or trying to win, obviously, every down. Now, for those that don't understand tanking, it means that you get the lower your record is, the higher that you get to draft. That has not come across anybody's mind in this organization. Now, somebody's going to take that and say, well, that's your problem. You got your head up here, you know what? You don't realize you need to be playing for a higher draft pick, Jones, and you'd do a little better in the draft. Well, I get it. I get all of it, but it's critical to us to get out here and compete.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's PHILO.TV to start watching. Odyssey celebrates the holidays, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
These guys will be there for us, the ones we want when we get there in the draft.
Well, you know, maybe, depending on how far you drop. I think the chances of getting a great player go up significantly, you know, and by the time you're in the second round, it's like you have a 10% chance. But, you know, I agree that, you know, sometimes a great player falls to you, but you can't use that as saying, well, you know, we got CD at 19. Why couldn't we do that again? It's just unlikely. You need other teams to massively mess up their scouting and mess up their evaluations. I don't think young players need success. You know, success will come when you have learned enough to, you know, meet your talent with experience. And at that point, you're going to go on and have tremendous amount of success. Mm-hmm. You know, and maybe what's in your best interest is early on to get beat so bad that it fires you up and lights a fire in your stomach that makes you work harder in the offseason than you ever have. Maybe even look at some steroids, Brian. You know how I feel about that. You know,
yeah.
That is the kind of things that I think can leave somebody driven day in and day out because they feel like their career is on the line, their pride is on the line. So, you know, I get what Jerry is saying there. And I understand from Micah Parsons' perspective, a player would never tank. Why do I want to tank? So maybe we draft somebody that takes my job in the future. You know, I want us to not pick at all. I want just all my friends to be around and, you know, no threats. But as an organization, the Giants are out managing you right now is what I would say, Jerry, with their tanking moves. So I want to know more on this, and we go to cut 10. Have you, as the GM, ever thought about tanking when a season goes bad? Here's Jerry.
No, and I know you had a long question, and I gave you a one quick no. I just think the game is too important. The win is too important. You know, you look at a coach, and boy, a coach is sitting there. He's a don't think they don't add up their wins and losses during their career. And they don't like to have a loss on there if they can just ask for it. And so my point is, for all of us, a win is a very satisfying thing at any under any circumstance. And it helps you build. And so there's a lot of ambiguity with those draft picks. I've had, as you know, I've had draft picks that were extraordinarily high that didn't work. I've had them low that knocked it out of the park. And so you've got to weigh what happens when you get the picks and the odds of you knocking one out of the park there as well, as opposed to winning a game.
Okay, so one of the keys to success in business, and I know Jerry knows this, is delaying gratification. Right, having a low time preference on when you are going to spend your money. Right, folks that have you know, a high time preference, they have a massive amount of urgency. I need this now. That is what creates financial despair. That is what creates, you know, horrible nutritional habits. Like, everything in life is about sacrificing what you want right now so your future self will thank you for it. And I think in sports, like, that's you know, one of those really inherent truths that everybody understands. We have to sacrifice now for a goal that we're hoping to accomplish in the future. Nobody cares about regular season games. It feels nice, right? Just like having a steak and an ice cream would feel nice right now. But you know that's not what's in the best interest of, you know, your overall health. And I just think, you know, Jerry needs to, you know, come to grips with this idea that you're not giving your fans that much of a ride when you win regular season games. Our bellies might seem a little bit fuller on a Sunday night and a Monday, but in the grand scheme of things, it's the championship that sustains. It's what the Rangers did, you know, 13 months ago that will give us a lifetime of memories. bucket list type of stuff, generations going to playoff games, going to a World Series that I got to experience with my dad. That is the joy. And Jerry knew that when he took over, didn't he? He didn't forget that. What he did is he changed his formula to optimize for engagement. And he's come up with all these fancy ways of explaining it that are just on the edge of being rational enough that I think, you know, you can kind of accept it and be like, oh, okay, he wants to try to win. I can kind of see that. But, you know, a further evaluation, it's just more of the same BS and engagement farming of the fan base that, you know, continues to drive incredible profits for them, but gets them no closer to winning. And, you know, I like the competitive nature of Micah Parsons. I love hearing that kind of stuff from the players, but it's happening in all sports now. You know, if we can't win, if we're just trying to make the playoffs, we're actually taking ourselves farther away from the ultimate goal. I don't know. I guess we're going to have to wait for, you know, a different head of the organization or something drastic to happen in order to, you know, maybe a change in the NFL economy. Right now, you don't have to win the Super Bowl to make hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars.
Sure don't.
No, you just get it, right?
You do.
So that's tough when you take away that incentive from pro sports. Whenever the incentive isn't win and make the most amount of money, all kinds of crazy things can happen.
Yeah, Jerry's made all these owners billionaires, basically, is what he's done.
Yeah,
by pushing for these stadiums and, you know, the things they do in hospitality and things like that. So yeah, they're going to, they're, you know, when people say, well, you know, don't buy his merchandise, don't go to the games. Yeah, that'll affect him, sure, but he is guaranteed hundreds of millions of dollars just from his television revenue.
So just be comfortable. Just have a nice life, you know. Don't get too upset over winning and losing because you're, you know, the owner of the most popular franchise in all of the world. Okay, it is the G-Bag Nation here on the Fan. We've been hearing him say that. It was interesting to hear him reset it. I don't think we've heard it like that maybe since 2015 when they were on that big five-game losing streak. Sounds of Thanksgiving Pass is coming up at 4 o'clock. Krusty's Corner is next. Brian, where are you taking it?
Yeah, let's talk about this Giants offense. There's one guy I think you really need to worry about. We'll talk about him next.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
If you've ever wondered about the dark psychology behind history's most notorious murderers, Mind of a Serial Killer is the podcast for you. Find Mind of a Serial Killer on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.